This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, how did that get in his shoe? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for 24 years and married for 15 years. We dated and broke up a lot in the past because he's a cheater. He had sex with six women that I know of, and I'm sure there are plenty that I don't know about. In the past 15 years, he said he's been faithful and he stopped all of the messing around a year before we got married. My husband has embarrassed me to no end, and my family still has a problem with accepting him. I thought things were going good, and I kind of let my guard down. But my family was right, and I never should have married him. I could be wrong, but all the evidence points to him cheating again. He is a handyman and a painter on the side, and I schedule his side jobs for him. He has been helping an electrician put lights on a lady's deck around the corner. He came home last Friday with his clothes in a grocery bag because he was too dusty to get back in his car in those clothes. He came home in his gym clothes and a pair of slides. I saw his work boots out on the front porch and I went to get them because it's ghetto to have big dirty boots in front of our house. I heard something rattling in one of the boots and I shook them and a balled up condom wrapper fell out of the left boot. The wrapper was still sticky, so that tells me that he'd used the condom within the last 2 hours. I'm heartbroken because he failed me once again. He said I'm wrong and he did not cheat. He keeps begging to talk to me, but why? So he can tell me more lies? Is it time for me to go, or should I hear what he has to say? Well, besides catching him in the act, I mean, literally catching him in the act, I don't know how much more proof you need. You found the sticky condom in his boots. Why would someone? Not anyone else's boots, but his, your husband's. And this is, of course, where Steve would say, that's why you got to lie and all of that. But your husband can't lie his way out of this one. What is he going to say to you? You have evidence. He was cheating before you married him. You know that. You knew it then. So now that you have something else tangible with this condom, do you think he'll ever stop cheating? That's the question, wifey. Do you think he's ever going to stop? And what are you going to do about it? That's really all I have to say. That's it, Steve. Go.
A condom wrapper.
Yeah. You know, yeah, that was still, yeah. Come on now.
Gross.
Ah.
Yeah. What? That would
How do you help this brother, Steve?
I try to help men. But he too old for this, you know. If y'all been together 24 years, married 15, I'm assuming you got to be 40 at least. I'm just assuming that. Mm-hmm. We dated, and you said you broke up a lot because he's a cheater. He has sex with 6 women that I know of. I just don't know how you accepted 6 times. I'm good at helping men get out of stuff, but you willing to accept? Lady, the problem in this letter is you just accept too much. You accepted the 6 women that you knew of, but you are sure that there are plenty that I don't know about. Okay, God dog, lady. In the past 15 years, he said he'd been faithful and he stopped messing around. Okay, my family still got a problem with accepting him. But I thought things were going good and I kind of let my guard down. All right, we going along. My family was right. Then she said, right after I let my guard down, she said, but my family was right. I never should have married him. I could be wrong. Wait a minute. Hold up, lady. Right. I'm confused with the wording of your letter. I thought things were going good. I kind of let my guard down. But my family was right, and I never should have married him. Period. Next sentence, I could be wrong. But all the evidence points to him cheating again. Well, what evidence you got, lady? Now, he's a handyman and a painter on the side. I schedule his side, and then my mind went blank. Because if you're dealing with a man that cheats a lot, 6 times you done busted him, you pretty sure it's more you didn't get away. And you said, I schedule his side jobs. Well, seem to me like you scheduling side chicks also.
Ooh.
Cause guess what you did? He been helping the electrician put lights on the lady's deck around the corner. Came home last Friday, clothes in a grocery bag. What? Now, I done some things in my day, but I ain't never came home my damn clothes in a grocery bag. Because he was too dusty to get back in his car. Okay, that's a good answer. Mm-hmm. Came home in his gym clothes and a pair of slides.
Mm.
Okay.
What you got to say about those slides?
Well, you pretty much got to explain where you changed your clothes at because you was just around the corner at this lady's house.
Mm-hmm.
I saw his work boots on the front porch. And then all hell broke loose.
Hang on, Steve.
We found in these damn boots.
We'll get to your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, how did he get that in his shoe? We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, how did he get that in his shoe?
Quickly. She's been dating a man that she knows is a cheater for years before they got married. 6 women at least she done forgave him for. She says there's countless others she didn't. They've been married now for 15 years, together 24. Family always had a problem accepting him, but she let her guard down, but she wish she hadn't, because she say her family was right. But then she say, I never should have married him. But then right after that, she say, but I could be wrong. But all the evidence is pointing to him cheating again. He is a handyman on the side. She scheduled all his side jobs. But she scheduled a side job around the corner on the side. It just so happens that the gig on the side was over a lady's house he was helping out an electrician with on the side. You came home with no clothes on. They was in a grocery bag. He said he didn't want to get in his car because it was dusty. Good answer. But you came home and you left your work boots out on the porch because you didn't want to come in the house. Here is where all the hell broke loose. I reached and to have the dirty boots in front of our house. I heard something rattling in the boots. I shook them and a balled up condom wrapper fell out of the left boot. The wrapper was sticky, so that tells me he had used a common condom within the last 2 hours. Right here is where we have to get out of.
Yeah.
What lie could you tell? That this condom that's in your boot, you don't know how it got there. How? What lie can you tell that that is not your condom?
What?
These are the lies he must conjure up.
So, wait, what?
I want to hear.
Here is
lie.
The lie he should have come up with.
Okay, come on, let's hear.
This is going to be a doozy. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Them ain't my boots. Those are the electrician's boots.
Oh.
We got the same boot. He done accidentally took my boot. I'm going over here right now and get my boot back.
And I'm going with you.
No, you ain't. Because I had a boots tomorrow. That's the only thing. And that's not even a good lie.
No.
So I'm going to just tell you truthfully, dog. It looked like the gig is up. Because here's what the woman says. I'm heartbroken.
Jim.
Because he failed me once again. He said I'm wrong and he did not cheat. He keeps begging to talk to me, but why? So he can tell me more lies? Is it time for me to go or should I hear what he has to say? Well, let's go over this. I think you already know what he's going to say. And if I were you, I would listen to it. And then please write me back because I want to know what he said to prove to you that he don't know nothing about that condom that balled up in his boot. See, it's a little late for him to claim what the one thing could have, them ain't my boots. That's a popular work boot. Matter of fact, that's the number one selling work boot.
Oh, really?
And most people that do handyman work got that boot. That ain't my boot. That's the electrician's boot. Now, I'm going to go back over there tomorrow. I'll show you, and I have my boot. Now, what he going to do tomorrow, I don't know. But it would have bought him 24 hours.
Tomorrow isn't here yet. We're worried about tomorrow.
Yeah, I would go down there and buy myself that morning a brand new pair of them boots, and I'd go and beat them up for about 6 hours. And then show you. Now, here are my boots. I gave him back his boots. These is my boots right here. Mm-hmm. And then I would put my initial in marker up under one of the tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why you would have to do that, because you don't go to school, so it ain't like you going to leave your boots nowhere and somebody else wearing them. But I had a good deal with that at home. I just think this was kind of hopeless, brother. I've helped a lot of men, but this one don't look good. The freshness of the stickiness on the wrapper is too out. She done her homework.
Yeah. And she knows your boots, too.
Yeah. You may have to throw yourself at the mercy of the court.
What? Confess?
Can't believe you folded, Steve.
I wouldn't.
Oh, you would still lie. You would still keep lying.
See, I would have had that. That ain't my boot. I'd have had that one. That would have gave me an option. But he didn't do that.
Mm-mm.
He didn't claim that that wasn't his boot.
Right. He didn't.
He just
said,
you're
all
wrong.
Right.
I ain't been cheating. Well, how do you explain the condom in your damn boot?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.